Yes, today I am rejoined by the one and only NBA insider, Scoop B. What's going on, Scoop?
Working hard. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Good to catch up with you again, man.
Of course. Always a pleasure.
Man, how you doing this NBA season, man? It's going to pick up in a boat, bro. These games are competitive as hell, yo.
Yeah, because you think about it, right? So this literally feels like the NCAA tournament. In the sense that, if I'm not mistaken, you got two seeds, or the three two seeds, and a one seed competing as the last four.
Right, because in the East, it's the first time one seed not over there. So, yeah, it's different in the bubble. I think home, you know, having fans is a big advantage because, like, the Lakers are rolling, but they're not playing like Staples. I think if they were playing like Staples, some of these games they've been playing would have been as close. Matter of fact, we built for probably say that.
it's just a lot going on, man, and I think that Denver would not get the attention or would not necessarily have the focus that they're due if everybody was not in board in the house and in the house board.
This is a
team last year in the playoffs that, you know, you guys will begin to see what Jokic can do. They didn't win. And you can go to the conference finals last year, but it seems like they grew every year. And you know, to me, I tweeted this after the Clippers Nuggets game the other night. I said in Game 7, I tweeted, I said, Rocky Balboa, Jamal Murphy, or Murray, excuse me, the same
thing. Right.
It's a good situation to be in, and I'm happy for it. I honestly, when I look at the Lakers and I look at the Nuggets, they're both two underdog teams, and the Lakers aren't a traditional underdog team. They're an underdog first place team because everybody wanted the Clippers to win and they wanted LeBron to fail.
Yeah, people forget, I believe, like, they were second in ranking over the regular season in the West. They hovered around 2 and 3, but they fell. So they're not the typical seed that they were. Now, Jamal Murray, He's averaging like 9 points per game. He set up. We all know that because the way him and Spider was going at it in the first round, that was crazy.
Yep. Yes, sir. It's definitely going to be a very interesting conference finals, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, most of everybody knows him on my team. I think we have to play a complete game to pull this off. It's going to be hard as hell. I mean, we got Anthony Davis. And LeBron, the two best players, basically in the NBA, left in the bubble. So it's going to be an uphill battle. That 3-1 that became that last two series, that's going to be kind of hard against them. But anything can happen in the bubble. Like I said, there's no home court advantage, basically. But this Clippers meltdown, I didn't see this coming. I can't lie. I keep it real, but I didn't see it coming from them. They got Kawhi, they got PG, and they both for like a no-show last game, or the last few games. Like in the fourth quarter last game, they were no points. Those two had to step up and look that game out. And they just disappeared.
Yeah, they did. And I think that one of the things that I think makes so much sense with the regular season, you know, particularly with the Clippers, is it proved that load management is a farce.
Yeah, because why sell? Wow, for nothing, basically.
And when I look at the Lakers, if the one song could be the soundtrack for the Clippers, or excuse me, the Lakers this season, it would be Kanye West's Through the Wire. Because when you look at the Lakers throughout the course of the season, you started the season without Rondo being hurt, Kuzma being hurt.
Right.
You played against the Clippers, you lost, and Danny Green scored 28 points in the first game. And Anthony Davis and LeBron, you know, did not find a way to – I mean, they clicked without spending a ton of time together working out, you know, in the offseason. You know, AD told me that, you know, LeBron was busy taking Space Jam, and, you know, AD said he was getting acclimated to, you know, L.A. life. And, you know, they didn't really get a chance to really, really find a way to make it happen until,
right,
you know, the regular season. And, you know, I think I've said this to you. I've said this on other shows. AD used this analogy. He said LeBron told him that the Lakers combination of, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis looked like a peanut butter and banana sandwich. They weren't quite a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right, right.
And, you know, I think that they're at that peanut butter and jelly stage now. And it's a good thing to see. And I think that as much, you know, Kawhi was supposed to be a Laker. That Oklahoma City trade changed everything. And, you know, maybe he now has regrets about that. I don't know. But I know that the Lakers have been consistent all year, whether it was, you know, Kuzma out, coming back, Rondo out, coming back.
Right.
Anthony Davis is having little nicks and bruises. LeBron taking a couple games off, but they're not calling it load management, which I think was smart. And, you know,
yeah.
you bring in a bunch of different guys, you know, to the fold to raise their value. And Jason Kidd is an assistant coach.
Right.
Dwight Howard, DeMarcus Cousins, all those guys. So, you know, even bringing in Deion Waiters and J.R. Smith. You know, so I think that the Lakers are in a good position, but by
right.
no means is this over or is it going to be a cakewalk. Denver's going to be a tough team. They're going to be ready to play.
Yeah, Denver going to bring it. We're going to show it's going to be a fun series, though. It's going to be a fun series. Yeah, I'm sure Kawhi got to have second thoughts by now. He could have stayed in Toronto. There's going to be in the country. He had a country behind him and a good roster. But before, like, he had Siakam and Pascal. Yo, he had a squad over there, man. Van Fleet. I mean, they were rocking. And we see what he did against Boston. Took them 7 games without him. And – yeah, I think he had mad thought. We talked about what he did.
What's up? It's going to be interesting, man.
Let's talk about Doc Rivers for a minute. Now that's his third 3-1 lead he's blown. 2003, then against Houston in 2015, and now against Denver. How do you think that's settling with him? I mean, he said the right thing in front of the camera. Matter of fact, before they lost, he was talking to the media. He said that he wasn't thinking about his last 3-1
goalie,
and go again.
I think that there was a lot of pressure in year one for the Clippers as well as the Lakers, and the Lakers in this situation didn't fold. And I think that as it relates to Doc Rivers, let's not take away the fact that Doc Rivers is an NBA champion. He could coach a team, and you know the Celtics. That, you know, were legitimately, you know, fair favorites in 2008, maybe
right.
the Lakers. I think that I said this at the beginning of the season. I believe that the pressure was in Paul George in year one. In year two, the pressure was on Doc Rivers.
Yeah, because y'all know the Clippers basically had like basically a 2-year window. I mean, Paul George came out and said they didn't have everything. They didn't focus on this year as winning all this year, but we all know they had basically a 2-year window with the way things are set up because he wasn't opt out next year. Him and Kawhi can opt out next year. It's not happening. This is how that goes. But I mean, I'm sure they'd be able to see this year, which is crazy.
It's going to be interesting. I think that the Clippers, to me, remind me of the Nets as the stepbrothers to the number one market team, respectively.
Right.
The only difference is, you know, the Knicks, as is on paper right now, they're not supreme to the Nets on paper.
Right.
And the Lakers are supreme to the Clippers, both by championship and by roster. But I think that the Clippers, depending on what the Lakers do this offseason, you know, the Lakers, no matter whether they win it in the conference finals and go on to win it in the finals, or
right.
whether they, you know, lose, or whatever the case is, there are some questions that are going to be answered. So when you look at the Lakers, you know, they're going to have to figure out, do you keep Jason Kidd? Does Vogel stay? Does Phil Handy stay on the coaching side? Then you look at,
right.
You know, the players on the floor. You look at Dwight Howard. You know, I can tell you that there are some questions about Dwight as it relates to the way that Vogel used him against Houston.
Right.
They were not on the same page with that. Dwight was very frustrated with Frank Vogel, and I anticipate that Houston series gave Dwight rest, though. And I think that, you know, the defensively, the Lakers are going to use him.
Right.
I think the situation with Anthony Davis, who will be an unrestricted free agent this summer, does he resign with the Lakers? Does he go to Chicago? This could be a Kawhi situation all over again. You know, so, you know, even winning a championship. So I think that it's just going to be very interesting. to see what happens next, and that translates to the Clippers. Right. All of those things take place, and then you return them to them. Say the Lakers win it, assume they do win it.
Right.
If they don't return some of those pieces from this year, does that give a healthy Golden State Warriors an advantage?
Yeah, yeah.
because to me, this was this year was the Lakers window. Like, if LeBron does not, LeBron himself does not win a championship this year,
right?
To me, I'm wondering if this was the last window.
You're right, because there's Golden State and there's New York. There's on the net coming with KD and Kyrie.
And I'm going to be honest with you, what happens if Milwaukee does go out? And they are able to get Chris Paul. Now it's been Chris Paul. And Chris Middleton is going to be an interesting dichotomy. So there's a lot of factors there. And so I think the most popular would be Clippers, Warriors, Lakers, Nets next season. But I still do think that until the Raptors are still the NBA champion. They're out. Once we decide who's the champion this year,
right.
You know, the clock is ticking for, the Brooklyn, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Warriors.
Right, true. A lot of people try to put Kawhi in the current best player in the NBA above LeBron, but I always said that was a healthy Kevin Durant. But we know we got healthy people that hurt, but I think it was Kevin Durant right behind LeBron James. And if he wasn't healthy, the season might have been a totally different story. But, I mean, LeBron just got put to his NBA record 16th All-NBA team selection, and he's 8 wins away from winning the championship with his third team, the first player ever to do that. I mean, after this season, do you think there's any conversation about who's the best in the league right now?
I think that is a fans' conversation. I remember having a conversation with Dr. J about this a few years ago, where he said that, the greatest, the GOAT, those are fans' conversations. I am a journalist, but I happen to be a fan of the game. I personally just think that when you're that good and you did it your way and you didn't use the machine in the same way that Michael did in some people's eyes, people just hate LeBron because LeBron didn't do it the traditional way. LeBron, if he wins another championship, did it with 3 different teams.
Yeah.
When you really sit back and you think about it, LeBron should have sat out all of last year after that injury on Christmas, that leg injury. And to be honest with you, he was gifted by not playing in the playoffs, and you allowed Steph Curry and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and CJ McCollum the opportunity to be used for how good they really are. Which makes people forget that LeBron was that dude, whether Steph Curry was kicking his butt or not in the playoffs. But what you also learned this year is that the Warriors, an injury or two, they can't be defeated, and that's what happened this season. So really and truly, Steph Curry and the Warriors this season are getting the LeBron treatment from last year as far as being able to rest your bones, and that includes Klay Thompson, who had a significant injury. So I think when you talk about the conversation of the GOATs, winning cures all. I think as much as people laugh at Tom Brady for losing his first game with the Buccaneers, nobody can slight the fact that he's a winner and he's done it. Now he's got to prove it in Tampa Bay.
Very true.
So I think as it relates to LeBron, I don't think LeBron is trying to be Michael. I think LeBron is trying to be LeBron. And I think he's chasing a championship.
Yeah.
Moving and riding on into the sunset, and we're going to be checking out Space Jam 2 around this time next year.
Yes, sir. So switch to the East. What do you think about this Miami Heat and Boston Celtics series? Because I think this might go 7. That was a hell of a game. Game 1 was crazy.
Did you see that Belmont Abayo block?
Yes. 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 Game-saving block, bro. Yo, Butler has his chemistry went to the whole team. They're following his lead.
It would be a dream to see a Lakers-Celtics NBA Finals, only because I think for as much as we've been bored in the house and in the house bored, it would be great for just the presidential or electoral climate that we're in, which would fuse just basketball fans to unite on something, even if it's not politics.
Right.
At the same time, it would be great for fodder as it relates to just Lakers, Celtics, because the Celtics
right.
have the most championships. If the Lakers are able to, win a championship this year, they would tie the Celtics for most championships in the NBA. And also, I think,
right.
for the memory of Kobe Bryant. You look at, the situation with Kobe and the fact that the Lakers, I believe, have had that pressure to win one for Kobe, whether it's people want to admit it or not.
Right.
The Celtics took care of business in 2008, and if I'm not mistaken, in 2011, was it? That the 2010, the Lakers got one back. I'm off. And was it 2010 that the Lakers beat the Celtics? No, 2010 they beat the Magic. They beat the Magic in 2009. It's one of those. I get those confused sometimes.
Yeah.
2009, the Lakers beat the Celtics. 2008, the Lakers beat. I'm going to start from the beginning. So 2008, the Celtics beat the Lakers. In 2010, was it Lakers Celtics in the finals?
Yeah, it was.
I know I wasn't off, but basically what I'm saying is when it's all said and done, I would like to see a Lakers-Celtics NBA Finals. If it's the Heat, it would be cool too, because it would be Lakers-Heat, and that would be LeBron playing against his former team. But
right.
if it's the Nuggets, they deserve to be there too, because they played their butt off.
Yeah, man. I'm anxious for this interview to get started. The Lakers have a lot of left. I mean, the Nuggets have left too with the squad they have, but they can put Key Dwight Howard in, then bring in McGee. I mean, it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and I just want to put out there because I totally had the NBA Finals. The years mixed up. Google is my friend, and I'm trying
right.
to get all of that in order because
right.
I don't like being wrong.
I got you. I hear you. Totally understand.
But I do think that when you look at the Lakers, as I said, this would be a great time to honor the memory of Kobe Bryant, who
right.
passed away this year, because I think that would be great just for the city of Los Angeles. But to be more specific, the Lakers played against the Celtics in 2008, and the Celtics won. In 2009, the Lakers beat the Magic. 2010,
okay.
the Lakers did beat the Celtics. 2011,
right.
the Mavericks beat the Heat. So I would like to see the Lakers, get another one and tie it up with Boston just for basketball sake.
Yeah, that would be fitting, like you said, winning for Kobe. That would be fitting this year with everything he's been through so far. It's crazy. This year has been, crazy. Plus, Kobe, she's been ridiculous, man. But I think in order for Denver to beat, to really have a chance against the Lakers, Gary Harris is going to have to be one of the defensive best because he's one of the Nuggets' best defenders. So, I mean, he's going to have to stop the ball as soon as the class half court. I'm going to need Draymond Grant. He's going to hit threes in the open. Paul Millsap's going to step up. He's going to be consistent. Jamal Murray's going to clear out his mind again. And Jokic's going to be Jokic. I mean, Jokic's footwork is crazy. So if he pulls the center out from the paint, that I would say that would have made more. But then again, if they have Boy Howard in, they have Lugia in, the paint's still going to be patrolled. So this is going to be a tough battle. It's tough, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's going to be crazy.
Yes, sir.
So one thing I want to say, man, you are so inspirational. I mean, you're an NBA insider for a reason. You're always breaking news. And I'm never surprised when you post, like, your guest list is ridiculous, bro. I'd be looking at mine like, this dude is moving. But that's what it's about evolution and everything. Like, I'm proud of what you're doing, bro, for real. Like, you stay moving through this climate. And I believe you said this one a lot. You said, I think one of your posts, you said, this climate shows who's really doing something who's not. You're absolutely right. Because if you sat still through this, you don't really want it right now. Like I said, hats off to you. You're doing a great job, bro. You really are.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I'm proud of you for what you're doing because you're staying consistent through the climate. The respect goes both ways.
I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. So you got the Lakers coming out for the championship?
I do. I've said that since last season that I thought the Lakers would make that happen. And I hope that it stays that way. Well, the Lakers are definitely a sterling franchise. It would be great.
Yeah, eight more wins away. So we're going to see. We're going to see. Scoop, thank you for joining me again, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, brother. Keep doing your thing.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was NBA Insider Scoop B. Robinson. Thanks for joining me. Catch you next time.